A Westminster College undergraduate student is headed to Florida this weekend to present his own research on traumatic brain injuries to the National Football League. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Westminster College junior Ryzen Michael Benson is bringing good news to an organization that's been under fire recently for its high rate of traumatic brain injuries in players. Benson studies biomedical research. He's a football coach at Highland High School, and he's a data nerd.
I was sitting in a coach's meeting, and we're talking about these certain neck exercises we do that help prevent concussions. And I've heard this before, but I've never seen data to support it. So I was like, there's got to be some way I can quantify this.
Benson didn't find much on the topic, so he got together with Dr. John Contreras, director of the Master of Public Health Program at Westminster, got a crash course in biostatistics, and began surveying schools throughout Utah. Here's what he found.
Teams that weren't doing these isometric neck exercises were 5 times more likely to suffer a concussion than teams that were, which is absolutely huge. I mean, it's very significant.
Benson says putting on size and mass, as well as strengthening the stabilizing neck muscles, help prevent concussions. The exercise is common, but Benson says a lot of people thought it was just a stretch. Professor Contreras says it's rare for an undergraduate student to take on such high-profile research, and he thinks Benson has opened the door for further research into traumatic brain injuries at the high school level.
High-level colleges, they have neurologists. In the NFL, they have, you know, tons of them that monitor you to get you back on the field. But high school, we depend on a doctor and the parents, maybe the coaches or the trainers.
Benson says only 2 out of the 5 schools he included in the study actually performed the neck exercises. Now, with data to back it up, coaches tell him they look forward to making sure it's done. Whitney Evans, KUER News.